That's why the dua of mom is accepted very easily. One person came to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He said, Hazrat, I just committed a blunder. I made a big sin. What I can do? Abdullah ibn Umar asked from him, is your mom alive? He said, yes. He said, go back to your home and ask mom that she should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the mom raises her hand and asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never turns her back without giving anything. That's why it has been told that al-jannatu tahta aqdami ummahatikum. That jannat is under the feet of your mom. That it means if you will stay with your mom with humbleness, you will make khidmat of your mom, you will please her, and she will make dua, straight away you will get paradise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awais Karni rahmatullah alayh, he was busy in the khidmat of his mom. He came to Madina Munawwara, but Rasulullah sallam was on his journey, so Awais Karni rahmatullah alayh could not stay and came back. When Rasulullah came back, he came to know that this person came to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because he had to go back to take care of mom, he went back. Now it is written in the book that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and gave him advice that this is my jubba, my cloth, go and you will find this person there and present my gift to him and ask him that he should make dua for my ummah. Now the person who is making khidmat of the mom has got so much status that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him and he sent a gift to this person. That's why normally the children, they love their mom, because this relation is bilateral. When Rasulullah, he was coming to Makkah, so once he went as a place where his mom was buried. He stood at the grave of the mom, and then the Sahaba, they saw some jewels of tears were coming from his eyes. So one Sahabi, he asked Rasulullah, you have a big heart, you are crying. Rasulullah said, yes, these are the tears of love for my mom. It means it's something very natural. So the good moms are those who upbring their children in the best way, so that when they are raised up, they become the obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the good moms. They did their duties very well. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he had a brother, Ahmad Ghazali, and other Muhammad Ghazali. These were two brothers. Now which we say Imam Ghazali, he was the younger one, and the other was the elder one. Both of them very pious, because the mother was very pious. But the elder was not as knowledgeable as Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he was the mufti of the whole city, and he used to lead prayer in the Juma mosque. But his elder brother, he used to pray alone and never went to attend the prayer with Jamaat. Some people used to make objection, and they used to ask Imam Ghazali, what is this? Why your elder brother does not show up in the masjid? So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh used to cut a sorry figure in front of them. So one day he talked to his mom, that mom, people are making objection. Ask my elder brother, he should pray the prayer with Jamaat. So the mom, she called her younger son, elder son, and ordered her to go and make prayer with the Jamaat. Now next time, when Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he led the prayer, his elder brother was standing behind him in Jamaat, and he started the prayer. The first rakat went very well. In the second rakat, the elder brother, he just broke his namaz, made salam, and came out of the Jamaat, out of the masjid. Now when Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, he completed his namaz, there was lot of hue and cry. People started speaking, what type of person he is, why don't you tell him to do this and this. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi was really very down, very depressed due to the action of his elder brother, because he felt that I am being humiliated and insulted. He came back to his mom and told that, mom, look at this, what my elder brother has done to me. Now she again called the adult one and asked what happened. He replied that, mom, you told me to be present in the Jamaat for prayer, so I obeyed your order, I was there. So as soon as the Imam was in the state of prayer, I was behind him. When he was not in the state of prayer, I just came back to my home. What do you mean? He said, ask from the Imam. So the Imam asked Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, what happened to you? He replied that actually before my namaz, I was studying about the masail of nikah and talaq, and like this, because I had to deliver a dars after the namaz. So when I stood up in the namaz, in the first rakat, I was totally attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the second rakat, I had a thought about the same masail in my mind for a while. So I was reciting the words of namaz, but I was thinking about nikah and talaq. So this happened with me. Now the mother, she had a long breath, cold breath, and she said, oh, I had two sons and no one of them could me of my benefit. Then both of them, they looked toward the face of mom. Mom, what you are saying? She said, yes, the younger one was standing on the musalla, but he was thinking about the nikah and talaq in the namaz, and the other was standing behind him, and he was looking towards the feelings of the heart of the Imam. None of them was attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both of you are of none of my use.